This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden drew on his own experiences with grief and loss to comfort families affected by the Florida condo collapse. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden told family members to never give up hope as he related the loss of his own family members years ago during a visit to Surfside. The president says the families had heart-wrenching questions.
Will I be able to recover the body of my son or daughter, my husband, my cousin, my mom and dad? How can I have closure without being able to bury them?
And they were realistic about the chances of finding anyone alive having toured the collapse site.
You see those floors just literally beat cement upon cement upon cement.
He noted the instability of the debris pile makes it treacherous for search teams. It's been 1 week since the 12-story Champlain Tower South building collapsed, leaving dozens still missing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump's company and its longtime finance chief were charged Thursday in what prosecutors called a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office unveiled charges against former President Donald Trump's company Thursday, charging the Trump Organization and its finance chief in what prosecutor Carrie Dunn termed a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. According to prosecutors, Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg allegedly received more than $1.7 million in off-the-books compensation that included apartment rent, car payments, and school tuition. Trump Organization attorney Alan Futterfass had a different take.
I believe the political forces driving today's events are just that.
The Trump Organization and CFO Weisselberg pleaded not guilty. Former President Donald Trump was not charged at this stage of the investigation. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday named Republican Representative Liz Cheney and seven Democrats to a new select committee to investigate the violent January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson will lead the committee.
We have to get to the bottom of finding out all the things that went wrong on January 6th.
There is one Republican on this committee.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy threatened to strip Republicans of committee assignments if they accepted an appointment to this committee.
I was shocked that she would accept something from Speaker Pelosi. It would seem to me, as since I didn't hear from her, maybe she's closer to her than us. I don't know.
Cheney has directly blamed former President Trump for the riot, saying he summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Police fired tear gas at protesters in Istanbul demonstrating against Turkey's controversial exit on Thursday from a treaty combating femicide and domestic abuse. Though President Recep Tayyip Erdogan insisted it will not be a step backwards for women. Erdogan ended the country's participation in the Council of Europe's Istanbul Convention through a surprise overnight decree in March, prompting condemnation from women's rights groups and Western countries. A court appeal to stop the withdrawal was rejected this week. The leader announced his action plan for combating violence against women Thursday, which includes goals such as reviewing judicial processes, improving protection services, and gathering data on violence. Women, LGBT groups, and allies have been protesting the decision. A UN spokesperson said Thursday the situation in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region remains volatile and unpredictable, with unconfirmed reports of clashes in the southern and northwestern zones. Briefing reporters in New York, Associate UN spokesperson Eri Kaneko said electricity and telecommunications are still cut off throughout the region. There are no flights or road transportation in or out of the area. Meanwhile, aid groups said Thursday a bridge that's crucial to delivering desperately needed food to much of the Tigray region has been destroyed, as Tigray fighters were said to be approaching other combatants occupying large areas nearby. The International Rescue Committee said in a statement the destruction of the bridge means aid efforts will be even more severely hampered than before. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.